This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I got to point out, about 2 weeks ago, I wrote a commentary that even one of my best friends got mad at me because I said Trump's going to have to bail out the country, bail out big business, bail out small business, bail out all the people who are losing their jobs, bail out the unemployed, bail out Vegas casinos, bail out cruise ships, bail out airlines, the whole tourism industry, and everybody, you know, conservatives were like, what? Wayne Root said that. What choice do you have? First of all, my number one goal in life, besides people living, I always want people to live. I'm never going to, you know, downplay coronavirus. Of course I want people to live. But my number one goal is to re-elect Trump. Because if you don't re-elect Trump, America's over. And that's not an exaggeration, okay? A lot of what the media's done is an exaggeration of the mortality rates of coronavirus in this pandemic, scaring people to death. Not half to death, to death. But I'm not exaggerating when I say the end of America would be the loss of Donald Trump in November. If you get a Democrat, and whether it's Biden, who doesn't know what city he's in, what state he's in, what day it is, what year it is, what he's running for. Biden probably thinks he's running for U.S. Senate, Delaware. He doesn't have any idea where he is anymore. They're feeding him baby food. But whether it's Biden or whether it's Andrew Cuomo or whether it's Hillary Clinton inserted at the last second, I don't care who it is. It's the end of the United States of America as we know it. So getting Trump reelected to me is all that matters, other than facing down this pandemic and keeping as few people as possible dying, right? As few as possible. But other than that, it's getting America's business going, getting the economy back, and getting Trump reelected so we have 4 years to save America. And now it's not 4 years to make America greater, it's 4 years to make us great again. Trump took a destroyed America, destroyed economy by Barack Obama. And at least for every small businessman I know. And he literally, he injected life in it. He was a lifesaver. He was a paramedic. He was a first responder. And he saved America and made it great again. But now, instead of, you know, the new title, make it even greater or keep America great or whatever he's saying today is the newest title, you got to go back to make America great again because it's all for naught at the moment, right? It's all bad now. We're in a Great Depression or on the precipice of one right now. Only Trump could save us, just like only Trump could have saved us from Obama. America was going to make it if a Democrat was elected, if Hillary was elected after Obama. So you've got to re-elect Trump. So everything he's doing is getting him re-elected, and I'm the guy who told him to do all this. I'm the guy who wrote this very commentary in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, of all places. I gave him the way to go, and he followed it almost exactly. This had to be done, and he signed it today. And there are parts of it I hate. There are parts of it that make me sick. It's a big welfare program. It's a big, FDR program. It's a big Marshall Plan. But that was what I recommended in the pages of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that we had to get a Marshall Plan to save American business, and that's what he did. And I'll have more to say next week because I think this is a giveaway to a lot of poor people, a lot of people on welfare, a lot of people that have guaranteed government jobs, a lot of people who make no money, and yet they get a check. And what do the rest of us get? Almost nothing. So I'm going to give some ideas next week about a national income tax vacation as a way to reward the people that actually make the money and pay the taxes. But right now, all I'll say is I would have signed the bill too. Now, I would have tried to fight a little bit harder to get some of the waste and pork Nancy Pelosi put in it out of it, but I still would have signed the bill. I still would have signed it. Because this is what you have to do to get reelected and to take a chance you can save America. Right? And Jesse Waters, I was just working out in my gym, and I was watching Jesse Waters on Fox 5, on Fox News Network on the 5. And he said an analogy that I agree with completely. He said, remember that scene from that movie, trying to think of the name of the movie now, where John Travolta stabs the beautiful blonde girl with a gigantic shot. You know what movie I'm talking about? You know, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. And he stabs the girl with a Pulp Fiction. He stabs the girl with a giant needle, and he injects her with adrenaline right into her heart, and she comes back from a drug overdose dead to alive again. He took a chance. It was Uma Thurman, right, Uma Thurman. He took a chance that he could save her life, but he didn't know if he could. She was dead, and she came back to life. He saved her. That's what this is. Jesse Waters is exactly right. I never copy anyone else. I'm the most original guy on radio TV. I make up all my own stuff, and it's all great stuff. And other people copy me. This time I got to copy Jesse. This was a stab to the heart of America. We don't know if it's going to work. Just like John Travolta didn't know if Uma Thurman would come back to life. Didn't know. But we didn't. But guess what? You got to try. This is a chance. This is our only chance to keep from plunging into a Great Depression. And part two of that chance, in my opinion, is getting back to work by Easter or very close to Easter. And all the naysayers, they're so negative, they don't want us to get back to work. It's incredible. All the naysayers who can't admit that we have found what looks like it might be the answer to coronavirus, this anti-malaria drug that's worked unbelievably, time and time again, in China, in France, and now in the United States. And I've got the doctor on at 6:30, meaning, 25 minutes from now, 6:30. East Coast time, 3:30 West, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko from New York City, a New York doctor who's had literally nearly 100% success treating coronavirus with three cheap proven available drugs, including the anti-malaria drug. And yet here in Nevada, we have a governor that doesn't want you to get it and is making it very difficult for you to get it. Not impossible, but very difficult. You have to be in the emergency room and be dying to get it. And here you'll hear my interview. I interviewed him earlier today, Dr. Zelenko, because he's a busy doctor, and I grabbed him at the time I could. And he'll tell you that this thing has virtually 100% success rate against coronavirus if you get it early when the symptoms aren't that bad. Once you wait till a person's in the hospital, in the ICU, then it's 50-50 at best. They may die. So you want to give it to him now. And what does our genius Nevada governor do? Steve Sisolak, he says, oh, you can't get it from a doctor. You got to be in a hospital emergency room or an ICU. And then a step much worse than Steve Sisolak, much worse, is the governor of Michigan who says you can't get it, period. She's going to let her people die rather than let there be a cure, which, again, do I know it's a cure? No. Does anyone know it's a cure? No. Does the doctor know it's a cure? No, but it appears to be like a vaccine almost, right? You give people this drug in combination with two others, and he's at nearly 100% success rate. He's treated more than 500 people with coronavirus, and only one has been hospitalized. And you will hear the interview right here exclusively on the Wayne Allyn Root Show at 3:35, West Coast time, 6:35, East Coast time, here in hour number one. And we'll replay it in hour number three because I think it's that important that I nail that doctor on this show. But why would the governors of Nevada and Michigan, and why would the governor of New York give that all he can? I've got to give him credit. I can't stand Andrew Cuomo. He's horrible. And I think he's hysterical. And he shut down the whole state. And even he knows that was a mistake. He said it yesterday. Because it doesn't prevent anyone from getting coronavirus. You know what he said? He said maybe we shouldn't have shut down the state. Because all the people that were sick went home and got locked in their apartments with their whole family to make everybody sick. Maybe that wasn't so smart. And you shut down business. And no one could make any money. Crazy. Crazy people. But he's better than either the governor of Michigan or the governor of Nevada so far. Because he's at least saying, Governor Cuomo, let's get all of this anti-malaria drug we can and hand it out to every single hospital in New York State. And let all the doctors prescribe it, too. So at least I give him credit for that. You've got to do what you got to do. Just like you got to do what you got to do for the economy. Anything you have to do to save the economy, anything, you've got to do. And so Trump did it. This is the most emergency SWAT type of attack on a Great Depression anyone has ever seen. And I think he may just pull it off because he's an economic genius. And then Trump's the one who said, look, we got this anti-malaria shot. It works. And I didn't even know this. This Dr. Zelenko, Vladimir Zelenko, that's treated more than 500 people and only one's been hospitalized. This guy's in upstate New York in an Orthodox Jewish community. He's an Orthodox Jew in an Orthodox Jewish community in Rockland County. And he treated people and had nothing but success. And once he went public with it, the governor of New York said, you can't do it anymore, and stopped him. And then Trump made a phone call, as I understand it, to the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and said, listen, this works, and the FDA is going to overrule you, and I'm going to allow any doctor anywhere to prescribe this now. We got to do the experiment now. It might save us. And Cuomo, to his credit, said, okay, no problem. You're right. Let's get it into New York. And he ordered tons of it for New York. So this is how you flip a liberal. Once in a while, there's a liberal who is liberal but doesn't have Trump derangement syndrome. You've got to be mentally ill and have Trump derangement syndrome to be willing to be so hateful of Trump that if he says something works, you go, oh, it doesn't work. I won't let my people use it. And just to be right, you let them all die. I mean, that's mental illness. And in my opinion, that comes damn close to manslaughter. Damn close. You've got to let people use whatever they can use off-label and get rid of all the FDA rules and regulations and get the drugs out there that appear to work in a quick study. And this one appears to work. So we'll have Dr. Vladimir Zelenko here on the show at 6:35 East Coast time, 3:35 West. Just another 15 minutes or so for now. And then again on the last hour of the show, third hour of the show, which is the 5 to 6 hour on the West Coast, the 8 to 9 hour p.m. on the East Coast. I've also got a commentary I want to read you when we get back. Why are Republicans and Democrats so divided over coronavirus? I finally figured it out. And it's not what you think. You think I'm going to say, I don't know, Democrats are looking to kill us all. No, they don't want to kill us all. Nobody really has that in their mind, right? And Democrats want to destroy the American economy to hurt Trump. Well, kind of, a little bit. But still, I don't think they think they're killing the American economy. I think in their twisted, mentally ill minds, they actually do have their heart in the right place. They think they're saving America from the Black Plague or Ebola. This is not the Black Plague, and it's not Ebola. It's a very nasty flu. And that's what you heard from America's doctor, Dr. Deborah Birx, yesterday. The death rate's not anywhere near what we were originally told. But I've got a great philosophy why Republicans and Democrats so divided over coronavirus. And I will read that to you. It's my nationally syndicated column. Creator Syndicate will syndicate it all over the United States on Sunday. And I will read it to you when we get back right here on the Wayne Allred Show, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is the health insurance. It's better. Liberty is a Christian health share, healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums, so I've saved $72,000 over 4 years. Could you use an extra $72,000? Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And for as really the same thing for every one of my advertisers, whoever they are, people remember. They're driving in their car and they remember, I like that health insurance company, but I can't remember the name. I didn't take the number down. I didn't take the website down. Just remember Wayne Root, my name, at gmail.com. And just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and say, Wayne, I love that product, the health insurance company product. How do I get it? And I'll send you back all the information. That's it. I do that for all my advertisers. So you don't, while you're driving, you don't need to memorize or get in an accident. And, you know, but while you're writing down phone numbers, all you need to do is remember WayneRoot@gmail.com and say, Wayne, there was a certain vitamin. Wayne, there was that silver. Wayne, there was that health insurance. Wayne, there was that new book out. Wayne, there's that real water, that water product. Whatever it is, just WayneRoot@gmail.com. And one of my favorite local guys in conservative politics is Chuck Muth, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and his newsletter is out, and he says that the risk of bringing bipartisanship into the crisis. I got this from a friend this morning. I think this is hilarious. Quote, the Chinese virus is trying to turn me into a Democrat. It's got me staying at home, not working, complaining about everything, and waiting on my stimulus check. I've seen many jokes that my dog is a Democrat because my dog looks up at me and expects me to drop food on him, and he doesn't work and expects me to bring home all the money and bring home the food, pay for his medical bills, you know, take care of him, tuck him in at night. My dog's a Democrat. This time, this one's great. The Chinese virus is trying to turn me into a Democrat. Thank you, Chuck. It's got me staying at home, not working, complaining about everything, and waiting on my check. I wouldn't say stimulus check. How about waiting on a check in the mailbox to live on? That's a Democrat. Other great news. There's a lot of great news in the midst of terrible news, right? There's always great news. Trump's approval ratings through the roof. Democrats must be losing their minds. This is the opposite of what anybody thought would ever happen. Because, of course, Wayne Root was smart enough to advise President Trump that you've got to do a Marshall Plan for America and you've got to write checks for everyone because this isn't anyone's fault. This isn't really welfare. This is nobody's fault that this happened to them, that they can't work, that they've got to stay home, that they're unemployed. You've got to do whatever you got to do to keep everybody unemployed, and it's just the way it is. For a year, for the next year, we're going to be paying out checks to the American people. There's no question in my mind. A long time. This is not a one-month thing, two-month thing. You're going to be paying checks to small business and Americans and entrepreneurs and unemployed and Wall Street and the travel industry and Vegas gaming and airlines and cruise ships for a long time to come, I promise you. But if it saves the American economy, think about what was done during the Great Recession of 2008-09. Just think about it for a minute. We bailed out all kinds of banks and Wall Street companies, right? And it was welfare, but it was either that or the end of America, the end of the banking system. So we bailed them out and gave them a lot of money. It was a welfare plan for corporations, no question about it. They got all our money, and they still gave some of their top executives millions of dollars. Probably should have stopped them from doing that with our money. But when it was all done and said, they paid us back with interest, so we made money. The American people made money on that deal. So we're going to have to do the same thing again in a much bigger scale. I'm not for it. I don't like it, but it's like bad medicine. You got to swallow it. So I recommended it 2 weeks ago in the Las Vegas Review Journal, syndicated around the country, sent the column to Trump. And sure enough, his ratings are through the roof. 6 in 10 Americans approve of the job Trump's doing to battle the coronavirus crisis. President's approval rating at 49% with Gallup, the highest of his entire presidency. They love specifically what he's doing with coronavirus. And here's Pew Research. 95% of Americans say Trump's travel bans are necessary to stop coronavirus. Travel bans on China, Iran, Europe, as well as closures at the northern and southern borders are the most popular policy initiatives the White House has enacted to battle the Chinese coronavirus. 95% of Americans said restricting international travel to the U.S. is the most necessary action to stopping the spread of coronavirus. That includes 96% of Republicans and 94% of Democrats. Wow. Most popular thing Trump's ever done. And this stimulus bill, I guarantee you, 90% love it. The only ones who don't like it are libertarians who always stand on principle. But you know what? There's no principle in this one. You gotta save the American economy.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump signs a massive stimulus bill after final passage by the House. The roughly $2.2 trillion measure is the biggest economic rescue package in U.S. history.
This legislation provides for direct payments to individuals and unprecedented support to small businesses. We're going to keep our small businesses strong and our big businesses strong, and that's keeping our country strong and our jobs strong. This historic bill includes the following: $300 billion in direct cash payments will be available to every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year, $3,400 for a typical family of four. So family of four, $3,400.
The president says you can expect those checks around mid-April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, on USA Radio Network, the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. We have a very important guest today because he's got information that could save potentially many, many thousands of lives. His name is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, and he is a doctor in New York who has had almost 100% success treating coronavirus, and we need to listen to what he has to say. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you?
So you seem to put together a very simple protocol of three cheap, proven, available drugs. Tell us about it and tell us how you figured this out.
So first, let me tell you what the key element is. Starting treatment in the right population of patients as soon as possible in the outpatient setting will significantly reduce the need for hospitalizations and intubations, and will reduce the load on the medical system. So the key is to treat and treat hard and early. And what I did, I scoured the literature, and I combined data from South Korea with data from France, and made a cocktail of three drugs, which are old, cheap, well-known, well-tolerated. The whole cost of treatment that I'm suggesting costs $20. Which means it could be scaled globally, and that makes it practical because the new treatments that they're coming out with, they're very expensive, like the biological agents, they'll cost tens of thousands of dollars. That's not practical on a global scale. So you need something cheap, easy to make, readily available, and it works, and safe.
And by the way, I'd ask a quick question. New York is the global epicenter now of this coronavirus outbreak, and lots of people are sick, and lots of people are dying. And is this information getting out, what you've done, which is amazing, which is miraculous, which is wonderful, but is why would this not be the biggest news story in America and in every headline in New York, and don't the doctors in New York know what you've done?
So I'm in direct contact with the White House, and my findings have been presented to the highest levels of government, and as well as the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. I know it's on his desk right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this obviously needs to be vetted. By the way, I'm not claiming I found a miracle. What I've seen is if you combine well-known drugs, they're being used now, these same medications, slightly differently, but in the ICU settings of many hospitals. The problem is, once a patient is in the ICU, they're most likely suffering from a condition called acute respiratory distress syndrome. At that point, there's a 50% chance that they're going to die. So the whole idea is to keep them out of the ICU, keep them out of the hospital, keep them away from needing intubation. And the only way that's going to happen is if we decrease the amount of virus or viral load called, and give a weak immune system time to overcome the infection before the virus kills the lung.
Right. So this is like a SWAT team. If this was a criminal, investigation, you'd be sending the SWAT team in to hit them hard and hit them early and just overwhelm them. And that's what you're doing. Yes.
It's a war between a person's immune system and the virus's desire to destroy the lung.
All right, so this simple protocol is, tell us what the protocol is. What are these three cheap, proven, available drugs?
Azithromycin, which I'm sure you heard of, Z-Pak.
Yes.
So this is the drug of Z-Pak, but I dose it differently, but it's called azithromycin. Readily available, probably the most common antibiotic used in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, the mineral zinc. And zinc is important. Everyone knows, right, for colds. Colds of viruses.
Of course.
Zinc stops viruses from growing. The problem with zinc, it doesn't get into the place where it needs to easily. Viruses replicate or reproduce, so to speak, within the cell, inside the cell. But the zinc is outside the cell. So we need to get the zinc to the place where the virus is trying to grow. And the hydroxychloroquine drug that everyone's talking about.
The anti-malaria drug. Anti-malaria, right?
Yeah, correct. But all it does, it's a very simple idea. It opens the door, the canal that allows the zinc to go through the cell membrane into the cell. In other words, all the drug does is facilitate getting zinc to the place where it needs to be. So that's one. And the antibiotic that you use is probably, we don't know, but it's most likely it reduces the number of secondary opportunistic bacterial infections. When the lungs are getting infected and severely damaged by virus, they're weakened and it's much easier for bacteria to cause pneumonia. And that's a big problem here. So the idea is like this. Give zinc, which will kill the virus, open the door with hydroxychloroquine to get the zinc into the cell to kill the virus where it's growing, and also give antibiotics, azithromycin, that's what the France study from France showed, to probably reduce the complications from the viral infection.
Right, and you mentioned that once someone gets in the ICU and their life's on the line, it's a lot more complicated, and yet I've seen quite a few articles of people around the United States who were at death's door and were saying goodbye to their families, and they didn't even take your three protocol. They took only the anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, and they're alive today and making a full recovery. So there is a way to treat even in the ICU, and it doesn't even have to be the full protocol. It seems to be helpful, period, right?
No, it is helpful across the board, but it's much more effective. You know, ounces
right.
prevention, it's
right.
much more effective in the early stages of the illness. It's much easier to deal with a little problem than
right.
a big problem.
Got it. I get it. And I'll bet if you added a fourth one in, you'd be even more successful, which is intravenous vitamin C. I've seen the studies out of China and South Korea. They've used it against coronavirus and had remarkable results. And then I just read they're using it at many of the hospitals in New York City now, which is shocking because they never agree that vitamins work. And they're using intravenous vitamin C four times a day mega doses.
Let me answer to you this way. I'm not sure. I haven't done the research on the vitamin C. You can't have everyone walking around with an IV. It's just not practical. You need something that works, that's easy to deliver, and it makes it accessible to everyone. So you can't IV everyone. You know, it's not realistic.
Right.
So maybe in the sicker patients, or I don't know. There needs to be studies on that, obviously. And by the way, my combination probably needs to be studied more and tweaked because maybe there are better antibiotics. There's not enough. This is a war. This is battlefield medicine. We are learning as we go, and the traditional rules of research don't really apply right now, even though they're important and they should be done. But at the same time, an empirical approach, trying different things and seeing if they work. And by the way, how do I define success? It's called not dying or not being intubated. Those are the two criteria. Don't die and don't get intubated. If that doesn't happen, then it's a success. People will feel sick. It's a bad virus. It's a bad infection. But at least they won't die. And that's the main issue here is everyone's talking about building respirators and creating capacity for all these casualties. I'm saying let's prevent the casualties.
I get it. And by the way, I saw the studies in France, and I think it was with a very limited number of people, but it had incredible success. You've done it with a fairly large sample size, right? 500 patients.
No, so let me tell you, since I just did I sent my outcome study to the White House. So 670 patients were seen in my office with presumptive coronavirus. The reason why I say presumptive is because the first few hundred tests that I did, more than like 60% were positive, and I even stopped testing simply because it took 3 days to get the results. It wasn't practical to wait to treat until the patient results came back. So if I suspected, if the patient was exposed and if the symptoms matched the syndrome, I clinically diagnosed them with the infection, and I would initiate treatment if appropriate. Let me define what appropriate means. And this is to the entire world, to the nation, to the American people. You have to relax because the majority of patients who are young and healthy, meaning less than 60 years old and don't have any chronic medical problems, will recover without any intervention. because your immune system is brisk and healthy, and God gave you protection, and you'll get better. You have to relax. Now, there's a subset of patients, unfortunately, that are very vulnerable to this infection, and those are the ones that are overrunning the hospitals now. Those are the elderly, people over the age of 60, people with medical problems, people on immunosuppressive drugs. Those patients, their immune systems seem not to react as briskly as necessary against this virus. So we need to focus on these patients and treat them. And I want to do research. I want to explore prophylaxis even, or, you understand, to prevent people from getting it until we have a vaccine. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But right now we're facing a disaster. We're mass casualties around the world. I'll give you the numbers. Last year, 40 million people had the influenza virus, flu A, flu B.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those patients, I think 50,000 approximately died. Now, the coronavirus, is 3 to 4 times more contagious. If you extrapolate that, that means 150, 160 million people are going to get this virus. And by the way, we all have to get this virus.
Right, to develop immunity.
Right, we don't want to all get it at once because we don't have resources to deal with it.
Right,
hopefully the vaccine will come and we can get immune without getting the virus. But at this point,
we got to run the limitations of radio. We're going to the break. We appreciate you tuning in, you coming on to the show because you've got a something everybody needs to hear. We appreciate it. We thank you. God bless you. You could be the key to saving this country from disaster. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health. And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hope you enjoyed that interview with Dr. Zelenko. Is that his name? Zelenko. Vladimir Zelenko. When the interview started, I think he got mad at me because I said, Zelenko. And he said, no, Zelenko. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's a brilliant guy, man. Is that wise? That's wisdom. And he could be saving the United States of America. Can you imagine that the governor of Nevada has so much Trump derangement syndrome, he wants to limit your ability to get this stuff? First, it looked like he put out a directive that you can't get this specific anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine. And then he put out a directive that said, or a tweet that said, no, that's not what I meant. I just don't want people to hoard it. You need to be able to get it when you're in an emergency room, when you're in ICU. And this doctor is the brilliant genius that put the whole, you know, three-drug protocol together. He's telling you, you don't ever want to wait till you get to ICU or the emergency room. Because at that point, you could be dead. At that point, your body's overwhelmed. At that point, at best, it's 50-50 whether you live or die, even with this protocol. But instead of zero, it's 50-50. That's pretty good. But the point is, A, your life is saved if you take it early, and B, you know, the whole point of the entire crisis in this country, keeping us at home, is just so that you never overwhelm the ICUs. And so there aren't enough ventilators to go around, right? That's the whole point. And by the way, what's interesting is the whole point of the interview was he says zinc is the key thing. It's not the Z-Pak, and it's not the hydroxychloroquine, it's zinc. Who takes megadose of zinc? Wayne Allen Root. But I'm not recommending anything. I always get myself in trouble. I'm just telling you what I personally do. Megadose of vitamin C, megadose of zinc, megadose of D3, megadose of chiolic garlic, megadose of silver. I know I'm missing one really important one. I can't think what the other one is. But I've been doing that my whole life. And it's worked for me. And what it works is, I'm not giving any cures for anything. All it is it keeps your immune system strong so you just have a chance to not get it in the first place. Not coronavirus, anything. Common cold. All right, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, great man. Almost 100% success. He's treated now 670, I think, with coronavirus, and only one has been hospitalized after his treatment. One. And that person didn't die, so, I mean, that's amazing. All right. When we get back, I have a couple minutes here. It's not enough time to read you my commentary. I'm going to make that the opening story when we get back. Why are Republicans and Democrats so divided over coronavirus? I'm going to explain to you the entire personality trait that separates Republicans from Democrats and why we see things so differently. All right? So that'll be when we get back. I also want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get back to a couple of news stories I want to talk about. Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. She's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. And Dr. Nancy Wolf knows exactly what we need to hear right now. As chaos and crisis descend around us, her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberal, socialist, and globalist trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. And she says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative America will save the soul of this country. We will win. We are literally pre-wired and predestined to win. You got to read the book to figure out what this is all about. The book you need to read now is Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Go to LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix. You have time on your hands. You're sitting home with your family. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So look, there's a lot of liberals out there who I think, A, they got hysterical and scared about this because liberals are snowflakes. They're not brave like we are. Think of who the typical Republican is. You're either a first responder, fireman, policeman, runs towards bullets, runs towards fire. Paramedic, runs towards death. You're a military who runs towards bombs and guns and airplanes coming by with napalm. You talk about brave people. Conservatives are brave people. Or you're a business person. That's bravery, too. That's a first responder, too. I've always said that. You know, policemen are first responders to danger, physical danger, and firemen, physical danger, and businessmen and women are first responders towards financial danger. We run towards the worst economy in history, a Great Depression. We're willing to put our money on the line, even though it sounds like right now we might be headed into a Great Depression. God bless business people. God bless them. So we're made of heroic people. Democrats are made of a bunch of wimps. So they got scared, number one, about all this. They legitimately got scared. Number two, I think deep down they thought it would destroy Trump. So they were a little bit deep down smiling about it. And they didn't realize. And third, they realized it would destroy a lot of business people. Who do they think of business people as? Republicans. But guess what? They forgot something. It's going to boomerang on them. Okay, because you can't run government without tax money from the people who make all the money are Republicans. And so if you hurt us, there's no money. So, like, here's the headline. Las Vegas official says city facing financial crisis. No, you know what, Sherlock? No shoot, Sherlock. Are you kidding me? Everyone's now in a crisis. New York's broke. California's broke. Illinois is broke. Chicago's done. Baltimore's done. There's no money for anybody. And what do liberals love? Government. Government can't get funded without business. They always said, you didn't build that. Didn't Obama say you didn't build that? Well, guess who didn't build it? Government didn't build it. Businessmen pay, and businesswomen pay for all of government, and there's no money for government anymore. You got hurt by it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.